USA News, I'm John Schaefer. FEMA is preparing for Hurricane Idalia as the storm is set to make landfall in Florida Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is warning residents to take this storm seriously as she expects Idalia to strengthen to a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall. The University of North Carolina grad student who's accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Zijie Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. Suarez said running for president has been one of the greatest honors of his life. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is undergoing treatment for multiple myeloma, which is a form of blood cancer. The Republican in a social media post said he was recently diagnosed after a few days of not feeling like himself. He called it a very treatable blood cancer and will continue treatment for the next several months. A new study shows that people using medical or recreational marijuana have a risk of developing cannabis use disorder. According to the CDC, to have the disorder, a person must have two or more symptoms of craving weed, becoming tolerant to it, using more than they meant to, experiencing withdrawal, or not being able to quit. The disorder is more common in states with legal cannabis use. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
X will allow political ads on its platform for the first time since 2019.
Ahead of the 2024 U.S. presidential election, the company said in a blog post that it's working to expand the teams to focus on combating manipulation, surfacing inauthentic accounts, and closely monitoring the platform for emerging threats. The new announcement comes through months of controversial changes to the platform after Elon Musk took over last year and criticism about how Twitter's previous leadership handled political discourse. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A new Wallet Hub study says New York and New Jersey are among the top states to live. It compared all 50 states based on 51 livability categories. Massachusetts was number one, followed by New Jersey, New Hampshire, New York, and Wyoming. Massachusetts took the top spots for education and health, New Jersey for safety, and New York for quality of life, but all of them ranked low for affordability. At the bottom of the list, Alaska, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and New Mexico in 50th place. Burger King must face a lawsuit that claims its Whopper burgers are too small. A U.S. judge in Miami rejected the fast food chain's request to have the lawsuit dismissed. The proposed class action suit claims Burger King misleads customers with menu pictures that make the Whopper appear to be 35% bigger and containing twice the meat than what is served. And the first trailer is being released for the biblical epic The Book of Clarence. The film tells the story of Clarence, a man intrigued by the influence of Jesus. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.